It was the night before midwinter, and all through the tower, 'twas just me and Fionnuala still expending our power. Her with her tea leaves, and me with my stone. What happened next must have knocked me flat prone. For all of a sudden, a terrible boom announced that a god had entered the room. Using half of my movement, I leapt for my staff. But the holy intruder just started to laugh. With eyes glowing silver and 15 feet tall, the figure before me was Mighty Verhall. While I was struck speechless, Fionnuala was not.
I made you a nice mug of cocoa, quite hot.
Verhall took the mug with a grateful,
"Yes, please." "I thank you, Sir Vance. Wizard Gald, be at ease."
I hated his words, though I couldn't relax. I think not many could at the sight of his axe. I said, "We're glad for your visit, O Mighty Verhall, but what brings you tonight to appear through my wall?" The deity smiled, and he said,
"Just one reason. I wanted to wish you a good winter season."
"That's it?" said I. "Just that brought you in?" And Fionnuala beside me did kick at my shin.
"A rent there,"
she hissed.
"You must be polite. We've never had such a guest as we have got this night."
"Perhaps not just that," said Verhall with a smirk. "I was thinking that maybe I'd put you to work."
Seeing my wince, Verhall laughed some more, and quickly explained just what he had in store.
"It's a broadcast I want, a message on air. And once it's complete, I'll get out of your hair. Give season's greetings to every orc, halfling, elf, dwarf, human, and gnome. And everyone else, either on an adventure or tucked safely at home. The people of Verhulgard deserve midwinter cheer. And if you will help, they can get some right here."
I said, "What a great message for Midwinter's Day. Is there anything else you would like it to say?" Verhall answered,
"Just one more thing, if you've got the time. If it's not too much trouble, could you please make it rhyme?"
Sure. So from all of us here
at Stone Tree Broadcasting,
happy midwinter.
Season's greetings.
May your joy be long-lasting.